New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin visited Washington last week and came away with a big victory, a pledge from President Bush to significantly boost federal contributions toward rebuilding levees that failed when Hurricane Katrina hit in late August. But as NPR's Steve Drummond reports, once the mayor returned home to New Orleans, he was quickly reminded that many people find it hard to see the big picture when there's no electricity and the insurance check hasn't arrived.
They say all politics is local. And in New Orleans these days, local can mean not much more than a motel room, a FEMA trailer, or a ruined home on a flooded-out lot.
Good afternoon. My name is Wanda Mort, and I have a serious problem here today. We're staying in a hotel, and on December the 22nd, we have to evacuate because the hotel said they're not FEMA, and they don't have to extend you if they want. And it's ridiculous.
The comments came at a town meeting after Mayor Nagin sketched out his major priorities. Levees strong enough to withstand another Katrina, housing, and incentives for businesses and people to return. The money from Washington, Nagin said, is a huge step.
We now have $3.1 billion that they're going to be utilizing to redo our levee systems right this time. Yes.
But by the time he put the microphone down, there was a big line of people waiting to tell the mayor exactly what's going wrong. Clarence Barrow said he doesn't care one bit about that money from Washington.
I don't need a nickel of it.
Instead, Barrow held up his insurance policy and waved it at the mayor.
I want dishonored. This policy I've been had for 27 years on my home.
On and on for more than 2 hours. Anger, despair, and pleas for help where little or no help is to be found.
When will the price gouging on rental properties cease? When will it cease? Two bedrooms are going for $1,100.
The question is, why does the electrical permit for a property which has passed inspection sometimes fall into an untrackable morass?
I need to know if there's a DMV or a license renewal or identification renewal in Orleans Parish yet.
Nagin has held several of these meetings, and for those with a specific problem, like Marianne Garrison, he's got people there ready to help.
Yesterday afternoon, Mr. Clyde Laurent called me from Gibbs Construction Company and told me that I wasn't able to have a trailer put there until I got the electricity there. I want to know what to be done about that.
Ma'am, if you can come up, we're going to get with you with Entergy and see if we can get power expedited to your house, okay?
Okay, I would also like to speak to somebody from FEMA.
Yeah, he's right next to the Entergy guy.
Thank you very much.
All right.
My name is Margaret Smith. My roof collapsed 1:30 in the morning, and it rained from 1:30 to 12 o'clock. I need a trailer, sir.
Come on up. Let's help you. Let us help you.
Some people here praised the mayor for his efforts. Others, like Sharon Lamberson, were just plain mad.
How can you have Mardi Gras? Who can afford to buy beads and doubloons to give to a bunch of drunks?
Though sometimes the comments got personal, through it all, Nagin lost neither his temper nor his patience. But he announced the next town meeting will be different. More of a workshop setting, he said, with less time for open-ended public comment. Steve Drummond, NPR News, New Orleans.